Hi there, Brian. Mm-hmm. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Diane wanted me to get on the line here to apply an established business discount here for your company. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Good. I'm curious. How did we were just talking about Google. Was somebody listening? Is that why we get a cold call like this? How did you find out?
I think that happens too sometimes. My wife and I are talking about this or that, and the next thing you know, it's popping up somewhere online for her, for me. But we actually are calling through the area because the position just became available, and Diane is one of our mapping coordinators. She got a list of pre-qualified candidates from our inventory department. So it's a position that we're actively filling, a service that you provide in the area that we need to fill this position for. You do have some online presence, no bad reviews, and you're certainly not on the first page for the keywords related to your services. And that's exactly why we're calling. And the position, the power of this particular listing is that people will be able to call you directly without already knowing the name of your company. In fact, for most of us, for many of the services that we need, we don't know who to call, and nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. Nobody uses the Yellow Pages anymore. We just Google it, we jump on a smartphone or hop on a computer. Nine times out of ten, we're going to call somebody that we see on the first page. So those companies obviously get more phone calls. They get more opportunities. They end up doing more work if they can take it on. They're not on the first page, though, because they've been doing it longer than you have, or because they do a better job than you can do, or because they have a bigger company. The businesses on the first page are only there because they have more content relating to that particular search online than their competitors have. So, of course, we would create that content for you for J&B Painting. So, of course, we'll make sure that you are verified and recognized by both Google and Bing as an active business in the local area, but also recommended as a top option because of the content that we will be creating for you. So, for example, we'll make sure that you have a fully optimized Facebook page for your company, that you have a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. You'll actually have almost 70 different destinations and directories, all of them functioning a bit like a website, talking about your company, your services, your service area, and that way when someone does a keyword search relating to the painting work that you do, your company will pop up as a top option. Now, we would also do .com website for you.
Hang on. You are a salesperson. Hang on. Okay, I need to ask questions. We're in the middle of a painting site. I can't listen for 5-10 minutes without interrupting. So what I want to know is when people Google that we'd come up, I guess you're saying we'd be in the top page. I know the Facebook feed at extra charge, probably Yelp and Bing would be extra charges. So money talks and bullshit walks. So instead of selling me an array of services, understand that I'm down. Jeff and I are both down with the idea of having a Google search come up when people Google us. But I'm not going to sit down and talk about various additional add-on charges right now.
I'm not asking you to talk about additional add-ons or charges. I'm actually telling you what we're going to do to get you on the first page. That's the content that Google and Bing index when someone does a keyword search. I'm not trying to upsell you on additional services. The whole point of this phone call is to get you listed on the first page of Google so that your phone rings when someone needs your services and sees you on the first page.
Okay. How much will this cost?
Well, you're looking at a 20-mile radius. I would recommend including Google Ads as well, although we could do a local campaign without Google Ads. You're an established company, so you would see a savings of 50% in either case. Without Google Ads, you'd be looking at $199 as a fixed flat rate per month. It would be $299.00. If you wanted to include Google Ads, Google would actually charge my company, not yours, for the individual clicks. There's just the extra $100 cost associated with having us do that for you. Help us offset a little bit of what Google would charge to run those paid ads for you. But you've probably seen the Google Ads at the top of the page as well. Because you're taking in neighboring towns and communities, I would recommend the Google Ads. Although the local campaign by itself would be good for about 15 or 20 miles, which is pretty close to the service area that you're hoping to be found for. It is a month-to-month service in either way, and it's a flat rate.
So then it would keep going on my Discover card if we agree to do this?
It would bill once a month for the exact amount. It is completely at will. You can stop at any time for any reason or pause it if you get more work than you can take on.
That's cool. Okay, so you're talking $199. We'll go with that.
Okay, so the local campaign, you will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. And what I was about to say is the website will be included too. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at that same cost.
Okay.
Now, I see it as J and B, with the and as the word spelled out, J and B Painting. And is that how you would want the company to be branded online?
What do you think is better? We've sort of done it back and forth with and the ampersand. Which do you think would come up first?
Well, consistency is the thing. So it really matters that it's the same everywhere across the board. But how you choose to put it, I think the and, the ampersand is a little more visually appealing. I think it catches people's attention.
Okay.
So we'll make sure it stays with the ampersand, J and B, Painting. And then is the phone number, Brian, that we're speaking on, the one that you want your customers to see, the one that you want to be promoted for your business, the 607-333-373? There's a couple of different numbers. The 2123?
Yeah, there's a couple of different. Yeah, so that number is the primary number.
Okay, for the business.
Can accept that one can accept phone calls and texts. And then
if somebody wants
to leave a message, they could use my landline number.
Okay.
And my landline number is 607-336-2716.
Okay, so 607-336-2716. They're both phone numbers, but the main number is the 2123 number. Okay. I did want to ask you, though, because I think when she was looking for your website, she happened upon an Angie's Leads or a Home Advisor profile page, and it does have a 29 Hale Street address. But you guys are service-based, right? You're always, of course, going to that property to do the work, but does anyone ever come to you? Do you see customers at that address? I guess my real question is that an address that you would want for your business to be online? So no, but you receive your mail there, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Because Google will want to verify that you are an active business in the local area so that we can put you in that local map. And then I believe I'm speaking with the J and the B of J and B, right? And Brian, you're the B. And who is your partner?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, a little bit of static. Did you say Jack?
Jeff.
Oh, Jeff. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Did you say Jeff, like with an S, like Frank, or Jet with a T?
With the F. Jeff.
With the F. Okay, J-E-F-F. And then,
correct.
Jeff, what is your last name since I've got you in here now?
Ruzic. R-U-Z-I-C-H.
Okay. And then R-U-Z-I-C-H. And then Brian, B-R-I-A-N. Not a more unique spelling than that. And then what is your last name, Brian?
M-U-R-P-H-Y.
Okay. Mr. Murphy. And then what is a good email address for you guys, either for the company or for either of you? It's more to contact you regarding your account.
You can write or post receipts, any written correspondences to Brian Murphy Rocks at gmail.com. So it's my name and the word R-O-C-K-S. It's like no periods in between, Brian Murphy Rocks at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Okay, perfect. And then if you guys don't have any other questions for me, I'll do a couple of things. Of course, we will want to schedule a follow-up call from one of our technicians. That's for us to kind of really talk to you in depth about where you want to be found, the services you want to be found for, you know, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you've got a logo already, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestion, and that can be a follow-up call with either or both of you. What I would do now, though, to secure the listing for J&B Painting is to read what's called a voice verification. It's required of us as Google Premier Partners. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service and completely at will, that we are reducing both the subscription cost, waiving the one-time setup fee, and then even including a website at no additional cost, etc. Now, Jeff and Brian, it is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question, if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay, it's going to take just a few minutes here. Give me a second here to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. Oh, go ahead. Did you have a question?
I was getting a setup. I was just yeah. So you were talking about creating a logo for us. I kind of like the typeface that we use on our letterhead when we do estimates for customers and stuff. So I already have that. So I could probably send that letterhead to you.
Sure.
And it has it has the correct font, and it also has our phone numbers. So once you send me something via email, I could send you that back. So it would save you time on creating a logo. Okay.
That would be great. And at least in the very beginning, we're going to ask you to email us photos as well, like before and after photos especially, so we can put your work on the website too. But once your website is up and active, and it will take only about 3, maybe 4 business days for us to complete the website, that's usually when you get that. Your username and password and 24/7 access to your tracking and reporting. So not only can you see how much work you're getting and where it's coming from, you can continue to upload new photos or request content changes either by phone, text, or email, or even directly through your client dashboard. Of course, the building of the website is included, as well as the hosting, updating, and maintenance of the website. So we can always add to the website or make changes, and there would never be an additional cost for that. And, of course, that will be part of the verification as well. Of course. So I've got this part. I've got that set up, and it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Jeff and Brian, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. And either of you can answer. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you want that to appear online?
J&B Painting. With the ampersand,
exactly, as we discussed, and that's exactly how I do have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Okay, I am Brian Murphy, and he is Jeff Rusick, and we're equal partners.
Okay, and as you guys are both on the line as equal partners and owners of J&B Painting, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, between the two of you, you make all the decisions for the company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. As you guys might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is, in fact, to make sure that your phone is ringing, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails, too, coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Jeff and Brian, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do very well with this service, of course. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of the Home Advisor or Angie's leads. There is no direct conflict there. You don't have to stop using that service to be a top option on Google or Bing, but of course, you might be able to do what a lot of my clients do, and maybe happily so, which would be to scale back on the paying for those leads and then just let your phone ring. Like I said, there's no direct conflict there. The reason we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already, in fact, providing, equally or perhaps even more important, right down to the ampersand and not the word A&D spelled out. We will make sure that your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So, of course, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Brian and Jeff, that's fair enough, right?
Absolutely, right.
Perfect. Yeah, we will do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll make sure that no address appears physically for your business. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just good to let us know. Now, with all of the discounts or all of the reduced pricing, of course, the established business rate, we are waiving the one-time setup fee, including a website for you, and with this being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll waive today, will be charged today, the 12th of October, in the very discounted total amount of just $199. Now, of course, Jeff and Brian, that $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead generation fees whatsoever. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which, again, as I mentioned, means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 12th of the month, and that same exact discounted rate of just $199, once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, this is a month-to-month service and completely at will, which of course means that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason or pause it too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do ask to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Jeff and Brian, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
And I'd like to say if this is all sent to my email, especially the phone numbers for follow-up contacts and questions.
Sure.
And
sure,
yeah,
absolutely.
Like if we went on vacation, we wouldn't want the phone ringing off the hook. Yeah.
Of course. Yes, of course. So, I will actually give you the client support phone number, the hours of operation before we get off the call, and then it's also going to be emailed out to you separately. Okay. So that first payment, did you say that was going to be on a Discover card? Is that the card you still wanted to use?
Yes.
Okay. And is it, Brian, is it your card? The name on the card? Okay. Is it Brian Murphy on the card without any middle initial?
No middle initial.
Okay. And you did say that was a Discover card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
6011 2986.
Yes, sir.
8305.
Okay.
8709.
And then the expiration month and year?
October 26th.
October of 2026, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
The security code?
Yes.
Is that, okay, 110.
Okay, 110, so 110, 110, the security code on the back, and you said it was 10 or
yes.
October of 2026, the expiration. And then was the card itself 60-11-2986-8305-8709?
Yes.
And does that bill at the 29 Hale Street, 13815?
I mean, it's going to go on my card, so I have
okay.
a separate address. I don't know how confusing that'll be. I mean, most correspondences, Jeff's kind of like the foreman. He makes more contacts
oh,
and stuff like that.
Oh, I gotcha.
That.
I gotcha. Yeah.
So,
what is the billing address of that particular card then?
108 Virgil Street, B-I-R-D-S-A-L-L Street. Norwich, New York. Same zip code.
Same zip code, 13815. Okay. Now, in just about a minute
yes.
or so here, you will receive that confirmation email with our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, either of you or both of you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I don't have a pen.
We don't.
Okay.
Pull. We're at a site right now.
Yeah, I remember you said that. So like I said, you will receive that information in about a minute here through our automated system. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that next business day. And, of course, the email address will be on there as well on the confirmation email. Now, in just about a minute, you'll receive that email. You will also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And it is on the invoice email that you will find a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification. It is provided for you in writing. In fact, it's going to ask you to confirm that you have received it. You will receive it as a link on the invoice email and also text it out to you separately to the phone number ending 2716. When you receive one or the other or both of those, please let me know because I do want to walk you through just a couple of things real quickly here. And then while we're waiting for that, I'll take a look at the client interview calendar to schedule the follow-up call. This can be with either or both of you. You don't have to be in front of a computer. You can, in fact, continue working. But it takes about 25 or 30 minutes. We schedule by the hour. There is, well, if I can get it still approved, they usually like a little bit more advance notice, but there is still a position actually available at 11. The last available today looks like it would be 2 o'clock. So we're booked out for the afternoon, but 11, 12, 1, or 2 o'clock. Again, it's about a 1 hour window for a call that takes half that time and you don't have to be in front of a computer for the call.
I prefer like a later call in the afternoon today.
Mm-hmm.
Is there nothing available today?
We try to get our client, we try to get our client interviews done as quickly as we can, and sometimes we get booked out towards the afternoon. Today, anyway, the last available is 2 o'clock. Tomorrow, there's a 2, and then there's also 4, 5, and 6, if you wanted to wait until tomorrow, if you wanted something a little later in the day. Would 2 o'clock?
You'd prefer both of us to be there? Is there questions?
Not necessarily. It's really just the questions that I mentioned before and a couple of others. Either of you could take care of that call.
Sure. Okay. So Jeff will do it tomorrow then.
Tomorrow? You guys want something a little later in the afternoon then, like 4 or 5 or even that one at 6?
Yes, okay. 5 o'clock would be fine, Paul.
5 o'clock? Okay. So, Jeff, that call will be scheduled at 5 o'clock tomorrow. It will be scheduled from 5 until 6. The call itself would get to you about a few minutes after 5, get you off the phone around 5:30 or so, and then we should be calling your number Is there a different number for you, Jeff, or is this number good, or would it be the other
two,
number?
2123. 2123.
The 2123 number. Okay. That's a call tomorrow.
Correct.
Okay. Now, did, yeah. I guess it went to the number that we're speaking on, the 2716 number maybe is where the text message got sent, or the attachment.
Well, it got sent here. It came in.
It did. It did. Okay. So
yeah.
Were you able to open that up? It goes to my.localsplash.com. So if you get the invoice email or the text message will take you exactly right to it. If you open up the email, there's a hyperlink where it says click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on that, it goes to my.localsplash.com/terms in this case. That's your client dashboard portal. So you'll be using that same dashboard portal, and we'll of course get you that information as well when your client dashboard is all set up. But this is taking you in this case to the terms and conditions. So of course if you open that up, you'll see that we're doing the Google My Business optimization, all of the directory submissions. That's everything that I mentioned there, not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo that pop up there, but the Facebook and everything else is included. As it is necessary to have you pop up on the first page. Google and Bing index that information when someone does a keyword search. So the landing page is the website that we are doing for you. In this case, we're not doing Google Ads, et cetera. But if you scroll down about two-thirds of the way down where it says SMS, or three-quarters of the way down, SMS communication,
okay.
It populates the 607 373-2123. Now that's a smartphone, right? You can receive text messages on that number, or is that the landline?
No, that's the smartphone.
I thought so. Okay. And then that's why it's popping up there as a mobile phone. We just want you to verify that you can in fact receive text messages on that number. That is the correct number for text or SMS messages, but we actually don't want you to click on the opt-out of the SMS communication box, because that means you don't want to receive the text messages, and we certainly want you to be able to receive it. So just confirm the number's correct, leave the box unchecked. At the bottom, though, where it says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, we would want you to click on that box, Mr. Murphy, as it is the card in your name, and then you can either copy and paste or just type in your name into that little box where it says sign. If you do copy and paste it, just be careful not to copy a space either before or after, because that would, in fact, confuse the system. Once you've got your name in there, just hit confirm signature. That actually does a couple of things. It does, of course, let us know that you know that it's month-to-month, that we've waived the setup fee, that we're including the website for you, etc. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are, in fact, an active business in the local area, and to do that NAPW audit so we can make sure that any information for your business online is accurate and consistent, and to fix it if it is not. You'll know that you're successful when it's asking you for your username and your password.
Okay. I'm pressing confirm signature and nothing's happening.
Okay. And the SMS messages box is not checked, and there's no space before or after.
Yeah, I got it now. Okay.
Okay. So you'll know that you're successful, of course, when it's asking you for your username and your password. The reason that it is doing that is because this, again, like I said, is your client dashboard portal. The system thinks you're trying to access your tracking right now, so don't worry about the username or the password. Of course, your client dashboard has not been created yet. In fact, I think if you were able to put in a password now, the error page would come up that the dashboard has not been created. The username has been created, though, and I'm actually going to send you a calendar invite. It's going to say Brian Murphy on it and the phone number, because that's the main name on the account, because it's on the billing.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's going to be in separate notes that, of course, the client interview is with Jeff, okay? So when you do see that, it's going to say local / C-I-E-N-G. And then it's going to have, and the CIENG just means a client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me about that. The next number you're going to see is the 607-336-2716. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses, because in that form it is your username, okay? Then it's going to say Brian Murphy again, because that's the main name under the account because of the billing, and then it's going to have the 2716 number as a good contact number as well. So that number will be there too. In any correspondence,
all
especially
right.
to the main support email, please do reference the 2123 number without the. I mean, you can put the phone number on there too, but again, the official username is just the numbers without the parentheses or the dash or space, and then everything will get forwarded to the right department. When we do the client interview tomorrow with Jeff, they'll give you the photos at localsplash.com email, kind of easy to remember. The pattern there is support for the support team, photos at localsplash.com for the photos department. But anything can be sent to the support email, and it will be forwarded to the right department. So I'll send that that confirmation out. You'll also get the reminder email. The calendar invite, I should say, is actually going to get sent out in just a second here. And although it will say Brian Murphy on it, I've got it in the notes that it is going to be conducted with Jeff on this same number. But other than that, I appreciate your patience. I know you guys have been working, and I thank you both for your kindness and your time. You guys are clearly intelligent, and I don't always get intelligent and kind, to be honest with you. Sometimes I get neither. But it was nice speaking with you guys, and I'm excited to get this going for you.
Yeah,
you
know, same here, Paul. Thank you for being so thorough.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you guys, and again, thank you for your patience, but it is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving that follow-up call to Jeff tomorrow, but I do want to thank you guys, and you guys have a wonderful rest of the day.
All right, man. You too. Thank you.
Thank you both. Thank you both. Take care, Jeff and Brian. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
All right. See you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.